Welcome to another episode of the Goalkeeper Secrets podcast with your host, Matt Rayla, where each and every episode I break down a goalkeeper secret that'll help you maximize your potential. So if you're ready to take your game to the next level, you're right where you should be. Thank you for joining me once again on the Goalkeeper Secrets podcast. I appreciate the support and for your listens. If you haven't already, check out my website, mgrkeeper.com. Also, you can email me to get a free copy of my Goalkeeper Secrets ebook. Just email me at mgrkeeper@gmail.com. And you can also check out my previous episodes. They're definitely evergreen. They're always going to be applicable to what you're going through as a young goalkeeper. So yeah, definitely don't forget to look back at the previous topics. And then for today, what I want to talk about is the idea of not taking for granted the opportunities you have as a goalkeeper and remembering to not just go through the motions. It's not enough to just show up to training and just be a body and go through it. Yes, there will be times where you're, you know, not in the mood to train or to put a lot of effort in, or you're not feeling as great. Maybe you had a bad day earlier at school or with friends or with family, whatever it is, and you're just not in that zone of really putting all your effort into training. But you want to be aware of where you're at before you show up to training and remind yourself that this is an opportunity to get better for this next hour or hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is. You want to be focused and you want to be really diligent and aware and mindful and present and take advantage of these opportunities to get better. I mean, realistically, you only have 2 to 3 training sessions a week. It's not a lot of time. You know, it's maybe 6 hours a week out of, you know, the hundreds of hours that you do have. So you want to be really mindful every time you show up to training, especially when you're working with your goalkeeper coach and it's, you know, you're working specifically on being a goalkeeper and you're, you know, working on details and techniques and tactics and understanding the position and, you know, improving in some way. If you just show up and go through the motions and just kind of, you know, get through the session, get through the drills, you're not gaining anything, right? You're not improving in any way, really. You're not even getting the proper fitness, probably. And that's the bare minimum, is the fitness part. So, you know, be mindful of that. Yes, there will be days where you just really don't want to be there, especially if you're younger goalkeeper and it's, you know, your parents are driving you to the training session, and they're the ones that booked it for you. And maybe you stayed up late and, you know, you woke up early and you're not really in the mood and you're feeling groggy and, you know, you'd rather just be staying at home playing video games or watching TV. But that's okay. That's going to happen. But how do you get out of that? You know, let's say you're in the car on the way there. Think to yourself, okay, why am I going to training right now? What is the purpose of me going? Is it just to say that I went? Is it just to please my parents? Or is it because I have to? If it's any of those things, then you need to change your mindset and really, you know, make a decision for yourself why you're going. You know, there's a reason for you going and you need to find that. You need to hold on to it and you need to make that you know, the main focus in your mind. I'm doing everything I can to get better. This is my opportunity. This is my chance. I'm grateful for this time to work with this coach to get better. And yes, you're not going to improve drastically over one session, but if you're doing a session a week over time in 2 or 3 months, you should be seeing a drastic improvement in your game. And if you're not, most likely it's because you're not putting in maximum effort and you're not focusing you're not focused in every single session and really dialed in and mindful and present, taking in the information that you're getting from your coach and absorbing it and holding on to it. Because if you just show up and go through the motions, you're not going to get better. You're going to stay the same, and you're not going to be able to get to that next level. You're not going to be able to play for that academy team or that club team. You're not going to be able to play on your high school team. You're not going to be able to make it onto a college team unless you start now. Start focusing on every single training session. Every single one matters. And I'm not saying you need to improve every part of your game over one session. You could just, if you take one tiny detail from each training session, that's enough. That's a lot. If you add it up, let's say you do over 10 training sessions. If you take 10 different topics that you incorporated into your game and you use them in a game, you know, the next time you play, that's massive. That's 10 different you know, techniques or topics or situations that you can handle now and you incorporate into your playing style. That's a huge improvement, and that makes you a great goalkeeper. That's what makes goalkeepers great, is by incorporating new tactics, new skills, new talents, so that they can get to the next level. So if you can just think about, okay, after every training session, I want to incorporate one new thing into my game. And it could be a super small detail. It could be just setting a little bit more balanced. It could be, you know, your hand, when you're catching the ball, your hand technique adjusted a little bit more to absorb the ball or to catch it cleaner. It could be the way you kick the ball. It could be the way you communicate in certain situations. It could be your fitness. You know, it could be so many different things. And if you just take that one little thing and you hold on to it and you really focus in and make that part of your game, you're getting your money's worth, you're getting your time's worth, and you're doing yourself a service by taking in that information and holding on to it. So don't just go through the motions and just be there to be there and, you know, just get by. That doesn't serve you, and you're not going to make it very far if you're just getting by each session. If you just get by one or two sessions every few months, that's fine. That's going to happen. There's going to be days when you're not in the mood. You're not dialed in. That's okay. That happens. But if you're not dialed in at least 90% of your sessions, you're going to struggle to improve. And it's just about effort. It's just about being mindful. It's just about wanting to get better. You know, having a purpose for why you're there. Your purpose isn't just to show up and listen to the coach. Your purpose is to go there, listen to the coach, absorb the information, and put it into practice right away and make it part of your game. That's the only way to get better and to make it to the next level. So if you do struggle with purpose and you don't really have an answer for why you're there, maybe your parents signed you up for it and they're making you go and you're not really into it, at that point, you need to figure out why you're there. You need to do some soul searching, ask yourself some questions, and figure out if you really want to be there. Because if you don't want to get better, if you don't want to improve, and you don't want to get to the next level, whatever that may be, then you need to talk to your parents, you need to talk to the coach, and tell them how you feel, and that you don't want to be there. Because everyone else is thinking, yeah, he really wants to be here. He's putting in the effort. He's trying to get better. But really inside you don't feel that way. That's going to be a problem. And it's going to come out in other ways. And eventually you'll just burn out and quit. So definitely ask yourself some questions. You can write them down. You know, why do I play? Why am I goalkeeper? How long do I want to play? What level do I want to play at? What's my ultimate goal with being a goalkeeper? What's my short-term goals with being a goalkeeper? Do I see myself playing at a higher level? Do I want to put in the work to get to the next level? So questions like that will help you get to your answer very quickly on if you want to pursue this or not. And don't rely on your parents, your friends, your teammates, your coaches. This has to be something you do on your own. Figure out what your purpose is. So yeah, that's what I got for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, patience plus persistence plus gratitude equals abundance. Peace.